SCP-073 and SCP-076, Cain and Abel. The SCP universe has more than a few SCPs related to religious concepts, such as the Gate Guardian 001 proposal, but two of the more well-known ones, named Cain and Abel, are connected to one another. The two are based on a well-known story from the Book of Genesis, but each feature drastic, anomalous properties. This is another video where we'll have to look beyond just the basic SCP entries to get a good idea of who these characters are and their histories. But I'll remind you beforehand that technically, the only canon information here is from the actual SCP entries. SCP-073, known as Cain, is a polite male human of Arabic or Middle Eastern descent, who appears to be in his early 30s. Cain claims to have a photographic memory, which so far seems to be the case, as he possesses highly detailed knowledge of ancient events, speaks a large number of languages, and was able to memorize an 800-page dictionary after looking through it for a minute and a half. The Foundation has since decided to utilize his incredible memory to back up their databases, trusting Cain enough with the information. His arms, legs, spinal cord, and shoulder blades have been replaced with artificial ones of unknown make and composition, although Cain says he has no idea how, why, or when they were installed, claiming they've been there as long as he can remember, which is seemingly a pretty long time. Additionally, there is a symbol engraved on his forehead, potentially of Sumerian origin, but Cain becomes distressed when it is mentioned, and refuses to talk about it. Cain has two primary anomalous properties. Anything grown in soil, or derived from something grown in soil, dies in his presence, and he reflects any and all violence directed towards him back towards his attacker. For the first property, any ground within 20 meters of Cain becomes barren and incapable of supporting life, unless new anaerobic bacteria is later reintroduced to the soil. Any and all plants within 20 meters of Cain rots and dies, along with anything derived from soil-grown life, such as wood or paper, which disintegrates upon him touching it. For the second property, any violent action that would cause harm or damage to Cain, whether directly or indirectly, will instead be inflicted upon the perpetrator. This includes typical violent actions, such as punching, shooting, or stabbing, as well as actions that normally wouldn't be considered violent, such as collecting a blood sample. Cain suffers no damage whatsoever from these actions, but does feel pain as if he was damaged by them. Cain was first discovered by the Foundation after he was found surrounded by the bodies of some gang members who attempted to kill him. SCP-076, on the other hand, is quite a bit different. Although 076 most commonly refers to the entity, known as Abel, it actually consists of two parts, one being Abel, and one being a large stone cube. The cube is 3 meters on each side, made of black metamorphic stone, and is covered in engraved patterns corresponding to no known civilization. There is a door located on one side, sealed with one large lock, surrounded by 20 smaller locks. So far, with no keys found, the Foundation has been unable to ever lock or unlock the door themselves. In the interior of the cube is a stone coffin, held in place and sealed with chains of unknown composition. The interior temperature is a constant 93 degrees Kelvin, or negative 292 degrees Fahrenheit, and has so far been unable to be altered by any means. Inside the coffin is a male, of similar appearance to 073, but covered in arcane and occult tattoos, mostly in the form of demonic faces. Analysis shows that while inside of the coffin, 076 is technically dead, but occasionally he will awaken, break out, and generally go on a berserker rampage upon finding the nearest human. Killing 076 will stop him, upon which he will crumble to dust, The coffin and cube will slam shut, locking themselves, and 076 will begin to reform, a process that takes anywhere from 6 hours to 25 years. Unfortunately for the Foundation, 076 has proven extremely difficult to kill, as he possesses superhuman strength, speed, and resistance to damage. Unlike Cain, Abel is not invulnerable, but he is exceptionally adept at using his anomalous properties to kill. He's been shown to rip through reinforced steel doors, swat bullets out of the air with a piece of rebar, run far faster than a human ever could, and survive multiple high-caliber gunshots, or an hour with no oxygen. He also possesses the ability to materialize bladed weaponry out of thin air, giving him a constant supply of weapons. He has been killed, however, by sustained gunfire, extended asphyxiation, crushed beneath 13 tons of metal, and the detonation of a nuclear warhead. Essentially, 076's containment procedures involve keeping him 200 meters underground, and leading him into a killing corridor whenever he awakens, where he'll receive a 20,000 volt electric shock. So, we have two male humans, both highly anomalous, and both connected to one another seemingly across thousands of years of history. As I mentioned earlier, they are clearly based on two individuals from the Bible, and so for those unfamiliar with their story, as well as providing additional context, I'll summarize it here. As described in the Bible, Adam was the first man created by God, and was placed in the Garden of Eden, along with a woman made from one of his ribs, Eve. Adam and Eve were eventually cast out of the garden after eating the forbidden fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A flaming sword was placed at the entrance to prevent anyone from re-entering the garden, the inspiration for the Gate Guardian SCP, and Adam and Eve were left to make their own way in the world. Eve soon gave birth to two sons, Cain and Abel. Cain was a farmer, and Abel was a shepherd. Each offered up the fruits of their labors to the Lord, Cain bringing produce, and Abel one of his flock. God regarded Abel and his offering, but he did not regard Cain, and so Cain grew angry and resentful. Cain proceeded to lead his brother into a field and murdered him. As punishment, Cain was forced to wander the land, and the earth would never again allow Cain to farm. Additionally, he was given a mark that would prevent anyone from killing him, as they would suffer a sevenfold vengeance in return. We can pretty easily draw some connections, then, between the biblical story and the SCPs. Most of 073's properties come from the curse placed on Cain. Cain was never allowed to work the soil again, which led him to found the first city. And 073's presence is inimical to all plant life. The mark of Cain prevented anyone from killing him, causing would-be attackers to suffer instead. Pretty much exactly like 073's reflective property. The biblical story doesn't account for his perfect memory or metal augmentations, however. 076 is a little trickier, as we don't know as much about the biblical Abel. But Abel was a shepherd, and therefore shed more blood than his brother. In the Bible, God tells Cain that his brother's blood cries out to him from the ground, which is possibly where 076's immortality comes from. It's here where we get a bit of a curveball, however, as one might expect the biblical murderer, Cain, to be the killing machine, and the innocent Abel to be the gentle one, but the SCPs are reversed. There is always the possibility that 073 and 076 are not meant to actually be Cain and Abel, but if they are, it's possible that Cain went on to live a life of remorse, whereas Abel came back filled with vengeance and hatred. Questions such as where Cain got his augmentations, how Abel is capable of reforming after death, or if Abel is capable of killing Cain, all go unanswered in the base SCP entries. 073's entry mentions that Cain already knows all about 076, and says that it would be best for all parties involved if he did not meet with Abel. Although I'd like to keep the focus of this video on both Cain and Abel and the history between them, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Mobile Task Force Omega 7. Just as the Foundation has utilized Cain to back up information, they also had an idea to use Abel for high-risk tactical operations. Although they concluded that Abel's mind is either constructed much differently than our own, or he's completely insane, they discovered that Abel does hold some respect for those he considers to be superior, particularly individuals adept at combat. The Foundation decided that, supported by an elite team handpicked by Abel, he would be sent in to handle field missions that would benefit from the presence of a weaponized SCP. Abel was equipped with an explosive collar in case he disobeyed orders, and Omega 7 was filled out with 10 to 20 elite field agents. While waiting to find a mission suitable for the team, Abel began running Omega 7 through live fire exercises against him, with him using Nerf weapons. The Foundation also attempted to use him to translate documents written in Sumerian, but after seeing the symbol found on 073, Abel became enraged and killed several researchers before his collar was detonated. Finally, Omega 7 was sent into active duty, and the results proved satisfactory, although they soon ran out of missions to give them, as Abel proved to be simply too efficient of a killer. Inevitably, Abel became too unstable and managed to disable his collar, going on a rampage and forcing the Foundation to detonate a nuclear warhead. Omega 7 was quickly disbanded, and the entire idea swept under the rug. There are far too many connections and tales across the SCP universe related to Cain and Abel to cover here, but I'll mention a few. SCP-2932, Titania's Prison, mentions a prisoner held there named Adam L. Awesome, who is a human capable of bending reality. It says something great and terrible lived within his mind, and there were others like him from the east, one with desolation in his steps, and another. Cain certainly has desolation in his steps, and both of them seemingly came from the east. Adam L. Awesome's identity is unknown, although SCP-2783, an extra-dimensional graveyard, mentions him as being the first man, although it says he should be remembered for who he was, not what he has become, possibly alluding to the idea that he's still alive. Cain and Abel are mentioned in a few 001 proposals, including, of course, the Gate Guardian. 073 and 076 are both asked separately to approach the Gate Guardian, with Abel just refusing, and Cain being highly reluctant until his symbol changed in some way, and the experiment was immediately aborted, with no further testing of any kind allowed. In the document at the end, supposedly written a number of years in the future, when the Gate Guardian leaves its location, something refers to Cain and Abel as their two sons, saying that they are coming. In the proposal 36, which involves 36 humans that can negate anomalous properties, one of them is brought before Cain. The human tells him that he has been released from his binding, and they test it by slapping Cain, which doesn't get reflected. Cain says that when they speak with his brother, tell him that he is sorry. When the human visits Abel, Abel immediately breaks down in a fit of hysterical laughing and crying for 30 minutes, before asking if he has been forgiven, presumably referring to Cain. It's potentially obvious why Cain would say sorry to Abel, seeing as how he originally murdered him, but it's unclear why Abel would ask forgiveness of Cain. In the tale, Maybe God Will Forgive You If We Both Beg, Cain finally agrees to meet with his brother, and when Abel emerges from his coffin, he immediately drew a blade and swung it at Cain's neck. Abel decapitated himself, Cain winced, and the coffin shut itself again for 2 days. Abel emerged again and attempted to kill his brother again and again for 2 months. Occasionally, Cain talked to the coffin. And finally, Abel's anger simmered enough for him to ask his brother why he came. But before Cain could answer, Abel attempted to kill him again, and this went on for another month. Finally, however, a conversation ensued, with Abel asking why he killed him and left him, and Cain responding that he was young and jealous, but he's older now, and he still loves his brother. The two brothers eventually hugged, cried, and both crumbled to dust. I know I'm likely skipping over many unique and interesting tales related to Cain and Abel, along with SCP-343, SCP-336, and the Gate Guardian, but I think at this point you have a reasonable idea about 073 and 076. I'll once again remind you that nothing is really canon here, and new stories and perspectives on the two will continue to pop up for years to come. Although there was a time when 076 was looked down upon for being an edgy supervillain with no place in the SCP universe, I think various authors have worked to make both Cain and Abel into two interesting aspects of the SCP wiki.